Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, perek Yudchet. This perek completes the topic of the visibility of the moon on the night of the 30th of the month. Unlike the last seven prakim, there is no astronomy here. The topic of this perek is purely halachic and discusses what to do when the moon should be visible in the evening based on astronomical computations, but is not in fact visible at all. If this repeats itself over the course of many consecutive months, then we reach a very difficult situation, which threatens the foundations of the calendar. As we'll see, though, Beit Din has a way to deal with this difficult state of affairs and preserve the integrity of the calendar. Halacha Aleph. Davar yadua ovarur, she'im yotzi lecha cheshbon she'ireach yireh halayla, efshar she'ireh, v'efshar she'lo yireh, mipnei ha'avim shmechasin oto, o mipnei ha'makom shu gai, o she'eh har gavoa, keneged ruach maravi, lanshei oto ha'makom, shnimtzu'u ke'ilu heim yoshvin bagai, she'ireach lo yireh l'mishu b'makom namuch, afilu haya gadol, v'yireh l'mishu omed b'rosh har gavoa v'talul, af al pi she'ireach katan biyoter. וכן יראה למי ששוכן על שפת הים, או למי שמהלך בספינה בים הגדול, אף על פי שהוא קטן ביותר. There are situations in which the moon may be visible on the night of the 30th of the month based on astronomical considerations, but in practice will not be seen for other reasons. It may be a cloudy night. There may be a mountain blocking the view. If a certain location is within a valley, then the walls on both sides of the valley may stand in the way. The reverse is also possible. Someone standing on a very high mountain, or who is at sea, where the western horizon is completely exposed, can see the moon even after it has set in most other places. So even if the moon is very small and generally not visible, it may be seen by someone in one of these places. Halacha bet. V'chein b'imot ha'gashamim, im yeh yom tzach, yireh ha'yireach yoter mima she'yireh b'imot ha'chama, lefi sh'b'imot ha'gashamim, im yeh tzach, יהיה האוויר זך הרבה, ויראה רקיע בתוהר יותר, מפני שאין שם אבק שיתערב באוויר. אבל בימות החמה, יהיה האוויר כאילו הוא מאושן מפני האבק, ולא יראה הירח הקטן. Weather conditions can also affect visibility. During the winter, when it isn't raining, the air is typically very clear and free of dust, and this is conducive to seeing a very small moon. But during the dry months of the summer, there's a lot of dust in the air, which can impede proper visibility. Halacha Gimel. V'chol zman shetimsa keshet ha'riya v'ha'orech ha'rishon shetaroch la im shnei ha'kitzin shelem b'tzimtzum יהיה הירח קטן ביותר, ולא יראה אלא במקום גבוה ביותר. ואם תמצא קשת הראייה והאורך הראשון ארוכין הרבה, והוסיפו על סוף הקיצין שלהן מעלות, יראה הירח גדול, ולפי אורך הקשת והאורך הראשון, יהיה גודלו וגלייתו לכל. We discussed in the last perek the concept of the קשת ראייה, the arc of visibility, the distance between the sun and the moon along a path parallel to the celestial equator, and the borderline cases in which the kitsei ri'ya need to be computed. The longer the keshet ri'ya and the greater the kitsei ri'ya, the more widely the moon will be seen. In the borderline cases where the keshet ri'ya is small and the kitsei ri'ya add up to exactly 22, the moon will be smaller and may be visible only to people who have optimal viewing conditions like the ones we mentioned earlier. Halacha Dalet. Lefichach ra'ui levei din lasum shnei dvarim eilu b'libam, shehem zman ha'riya u'mekoma, v'shoalin et ha'idim, be'eze makom ri'item, shim ha'ita keshet ha'riya k'tzara, v'yitena cheshbon she'ira'e b'tzimtzum, kegon sh'ita keshet ha'riya tesha malot v'chamisha chalakim, v'aya ha'orech ha'rishon shlosh esrei malot b'shave, uva'u edim sh'ra'uhu, im ha'ya b'imot ha'chama, o sh'ayu b'makom namuch, choshishin lehen, ובודקין אותן הרבה. ואם היה בימות הגשמים, או במקום גבוה ביותר, ודאי יראה אם לא יהיו שם אבים המבדילים. This combination of factors, how widely visible the moon is, and the conditions prevailing in the area where witnesses claim to have seen it, is very important for Beit Din to keep in mind. In a situation where the moon was very widely visible, or if the Eidim had optimal viewing conditions, like if it was a clear night in the winter, or if they were at sea or on the summit of a mountain, Beit Din can have an easier time accepting their testimony. But if the moon was just barely visible, like if the Keshet HaRi'iyah was very short, and the Kitsei Ri'iyah add up to 22 exactly, and the Edim had poor viewing conditions, like in the dusty air of the summer, or if they were standing in a valley, then Beit Din must question them extensively to make sure that they really saw the moon as they claim to have done. Halacha hei. Edim shera'u et ha'chodesh bizmano, uva'u v'he'idu, v'kiblum Beit Din, v'kitchu et ha'chodesh hazeh harishon, umanu tisha v'esrim yom, min ha'yom ha'mekudash, v'leil shloshim lo nir'ah ha'yareach mipnei she'i efshar lo le'hera'ot, o mipnei she'kisru v'avim, v'harei Beit Din mitzapin lo kol yom shloshim, k'mo she'bi'arnu, v'lo ba'u edim, v'ibru et ha'chodesh, v'nimtza yom rosh ha'chodesh ha'sheni yom echad u'shloshim, k'mo she'bi'arnu. Suppose that Beit Din performs Kiddush HaChodesh some month based on witness testimony, and then the next month, the moon should again be visible on the night of the 30th based on astronomical considerations, but in practice, it isn't visible because the evening is very cloudy. So Beit Din doesn't do Kiddush HaChodesh, and the month becomes 30 days long, as we saw back in Perek Bet. Halacha Vav. V'idchilu limno tisha v'esrim yom min yom rosh HaChodesh ha'sheni, v'leil shloshim lo nira ha'yareach. Im tomar shekach ma'abrin chodesh zeh, v'osin otor shloshim, v'kovin rosh ha'chodesh ha'shlishi yom echad u'shloshim, kach efshar shelo yireh ha'yireach b'leil shloshim gam mechodesh zeh, v'nimitzu ma'abrin b'holchin, v'osin chodashim shloshim achar shloshim kol ha'shana kula, v'nimitza b'chodesh acharon, efshar shireh ha'yireach b'leil chamisha v'esrim bo, o b'leil shisha v'esrim, v'ein lecha davar schok v'hefseg yater mizeh. This situation can repeat itself for 3 or more months in a row. In an extreme case, the Rambam says, an entire year can pass without the moon being visible on the night of the 30th, resulting in a string of many consecutive 30-day months. But because the lunar cycle is in fact only 29 and a half days, the result of an uninterrupted string of 30-day months is that the new moon will be visible several days before the end of the last of these months, like on the night of day 25 or 26. This would make a laughingstock out of our calendar, which is supposed to be based on the lunar cycle, and cause people to ridicule and insult it. Halacha Zayin. Va'al tomar shadavar hazeh davar sheino matsuihu, shelo yireh ha'yareach b'chol ha'shana, ela davar karov hu arbe, ufa'amim rabot yireh hazeh, v'chayotzei bo bimdinot shezman hagshamim sham aroch, v'avim rabim, she'ein anu omrin shelo yireh ha'yareach b'chol ha'shana, ela shelo yireh b'tchilat ha'chodashim, v'yireh achar kach b'yamim, pa'amim lo yireh mipnei she'i efshar lo she'yireh, v'chodashim she'efshar she'yireh b'hem, lo yireh mipnei ha'avim, o mipnei she'ayah katan b'yoter, v'lo nitkaven adam liroto. Don't think that it's unrealistic and highly improbable for the moon not to be seen by witnesses for an entire year. In fact, it can happen quite often in parts of Eretz Yisrael where the rainy season continues for a long time and where there are many clouds. After all, we don't mean to say that the moon is invisible all the time, just that it can't be seen on the night of the 30th of the month. This can happen sometimes because the astronomical conditions don't allow the moon to be seen, and sometimes because of rain or other conditions of poor visibility, until an entire year passes without any Kiddush HaChodesh. Halacha Chet explains how Beit Din is allowed, and indeed is required, to deal with this very serious potential problem. Ela ha-kabbalah sh'biyad ha-chachamim ish m'piyo sh'rabbeinu kach hi, sh'bizman sh'lo yireh ha-yireach b'tchilat ha-chodashim, chodesh achar chodesh, Beit Din kovin chodesh me'ubar mi-shloshim yom v'chodesh chaser mi-tisha v'esrim yom, v'chein mechashvin v'kovin chodesh me'ubar v'chodesh chaser b'kvi'a, lo b'kiddush, sh'ein mekadshin ela al ha-ri'ya, ufamim osin malei achar malei, o chaser achar chaser, k'mo sh'yireh elehem min ha-cheshbon. There is an oral tradition going back to Moshe Rabbeinu that when the moon isn't visible for several months in a row, Beit Din has the authority to establish on their own, based on their calculations, that a given month will have 29 or 30 days to prevent the calendar from straying far from the lunar cycle. Note that this is a new concept which we haven't seen before. We are familiar with two tracks of establishing a calendar, Al-Pi Ri'ya, in which case witness testimony is required to make a month chaser, and Al-Pi Cheshbon, in which case the length of every month is decided in advance based on a system of rules. Here the Rambam points out that the first track of Al-Pi Ri'ya has an inherent flaw, namely that the calendar may veer far off course if circumstances prevent witnesses from seeing the moon. The remedy, says the Rambam, is that even within the general framework of Kiddush Al-Pi Ri'ya, Beit Din may rely, when necessary, on Cheshbon if circumstances require it. And when they establish in this manner that Rosh Chodesh is on day 30, so that the prior month is Chaser, they do not perform the formal act of Kiddush HaChodesh by saying Mikudash, as we saw in Perek Bet, as this is done only when Rosh Chodesh is determined based on the testimony of Edim. But the next halacha adds that when Beit Din established, based on Cheshbon, that a month must be 30 days, they arrange the usual Seudat Ibur Chodesh that we learned about in Perek Gimel. The purpose of this meal is to publicize that the last month was Malay, and this is required whether the month became Malay automatically because no Edim came, or whether it was based on an active decision on the part of Beit Din. Halacha Tet, umit kavnin la'olam b'cheshmonam, she'im yere ha'areach b'chodesh haba, yere'e b'zmano, o b'lel iburo, lo she'yere'e kodem zmano, shu'lel shmona v'esrim, uv'cheshmonot ha'ri'ya ha'elu she'bi'arnu yit'be'er lecha, v'teida matai efshar she'yere'e u'matai i'efshar she'yere'e, v'al zeh somchin u'ma'abrin chodesh achar chodesh, o osin chodesh chaser achar chodesh chaser, u'l'olam ein pochatin me'arba'a chodeshim ha'mubarin b'shana, v'lo מוסיפין על שמונה חודשים המוגברים. וגם לעיבור חודשים אלו שמעברים לפי חשבון עושים סעודת עיבור החודש שאמרנו בפרק שלישי. When Beit Din intervene in the calendar in this manner, they always work to ensure that the moon will be visible at the end of the month, no earlier than Bizmano, which recall from Perek Aleph means the night of the 30th, not earlier. There's a difficulty in our text of the Rambam. He writes that Kodem Zmano is the night of the 28th, suggesting that it would be perfectly fine for Beit Din to establish a month in such a way that the moon will be seen on the night of the 29th at the end of the month. But the 29th of the month is a full day earlier than Bizmano. Many Achronim, including Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky in his Shekel HaKodesh, believe that the text is incorrect, and it should say that Kodem Zmano is the 29th, not the 28th. It is also possible that the Rambam means that even in an extreme situation where it is impossible to delay the earliest sighting of the moon to the ideal time of the 30th, Beit Din should at least ensure that the moon is never seen more than a full day early. This is certainly not ideal, but it would not cause people to ridicule the calendar as much as if the moon were visible on the 25th or 26th, as Rambam discussed earlier in the Perek. Based on their astronomical calculations, Beit Din can establish two or more months in a row of the same type, or alternate between Chaser and Malay. As a rule, they must ensure that a year never has fewer than 4 Malay months, nor more than 8 Malay months. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam references a Gemara in Masechet Erchin, which says that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi established 9 Chaser months in a single year. His actions were based on this authority, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, which the Rambam described in Halachot Chet and Tet. As the Shekel HaKodesh points out, that year must have been a Shana Me'uberet of 13 months, so that even if 9 months are Chaserim, there are still 4 Malay months, which the Rambam said here is the minimum for any year. Halacha Yud Aleph. V'chein zeh sh'amru chachamim sh'ma'abrin et ha'chodesh l'tzorech, hu b'chodeshim elu sh'ma'abrin otan l'fi cheshbon, v'osin echad malay v'echad chaser, v'yesh lehen la'aber chodesh achar chodesh o l'chaser, b'zehu sh'ma'abrin l'tzorech, v'pnei sh'lo nira ha'yerech b'zmano, aval be'et sh'yirae ha'yerech b'zmano, sh'u t'chilat ha'yoto nira achar sh'nkabeitz im ha'shemesh, mekadshin la'olam, v'yafshar lo l'tchot v'lo la'aber. Here the Rambam references something he wrote about at the end of Perek Gimel. There we learned, against the opinion of most Rishonim, that if Edim only show up days after the previous month automatically became Malay because there was no sighting of the new moon, and they provide reliable testimony that they saw the moon on the night of the 30th, then Beit Din can do retroactive Kiddush HaChodesh, so that the previous month becomes Chaser, and the date within the new month is moved up by one. This is generally not considered l'chatchila, and the witnesses are intimidated in order to discourage them from testifying. And the Rambam adds there, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin, that if Beit Din needs to leave the month Malay, then they may do so despite the late arrival of these Edim, and even if their testimony withstands thorough cross-examination. He never explained there what this means, and why Beit Din would need to leave the month Malay. It turns out that he meant exactly the situation he discusses here in Perek Yudchet. If Beit Din saw a need to make the month be 30 days because the calendar was straying from the lunar cycle, then they can leave it that way even after Edim arrive later in the month. But they absolutely may not do this when Edim arrive on time. If Edim arrive on day 30 and report having seen the moon the previous night, Beit Din may not decide nonetheless to delay Rosh Chodesh to the next day. As we discussed back in Perek Gimel, other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam on this point and allow Beit Din to refrain from doing Kiddush HaChodesh even when Edim come on time and give reliable testimony. Halacha Yud Gimel. Yitpa'er b'sifrei cheshbon ha'tkufot ha'gimatriyot, she'im yira'e ha'irech be'eretz Yisrael, yira'e b'chol medinot ha'olam she'im l'ma'rav Eretz Yisrael, u'mchuvanot k'negda. V'im yitena cheshbon sh'lo yira'e be'eretz Yisrael, efshar she'ira'e b'medinot ha'chirot she'im l'ma'rav Eretz Yisrael, u'mchuvanot k'negda. Lefichach, im yira'e ha'irech b'medina she'im l'ma'rav Eretz Yisrael, ein bazeraya sh'nira ha'irech be'eretz Yisrael. In the last halachot of this perek, the Rambam addresses the question of the relative visibility of the moon in Eretz Yisrael compared to surrounding areas. The rule is straightforward, and it makes perfect sense. Whenever the moon is visible in the evening in a certain location, it will be visible that same evening everywhere which is due west of that location. This rule relates, of course, only to astronomical considerations. It is always possible that cloud cover in some area further west will make it impossible to see the moon there. So if the moon is visible in Eretz Yisrael on the night of the 30th, then it will certainly be visible on that night in places due west of Eretz Yisrael. As for areas due east, like other countries in the Middle East, it may be that the moon is visible there and maybe that it isn't. Conversely, if the moon is not visible on the night of the 30th in Eretz Yisrael, it may still be visible in areas due west, but certainly not in areas due east. The reason for this rule is that the sun sets later as one moves west, and the moon only becomes more visible with time at the beginning of the month as the moon moves further away from the sun and the keshet ri'iyah gets longer. Halachat Zayin ends the perek with a caveat and afterwards with an important reminder. V'chol elu hadvarim b'shayu ha'medinot shebemarav v'shebemizrach mechuvanot kegon shayu notot litzfon ha'olam mishloshim alot ad chamesh u'shloshim. Aval im hayu notot litzafon yater mizeh o pachot mishpatim achirim yesh lehem sharei einan mechuvanot keneged Eretz Yisrael. If some area is east or west of Eretz Yisrael, but not due east or west, meaning that it is also north or south of the latitude of Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam specifies, further north than 35 degrees north of the equator, or further south than 30 degrees north of the equator, then the rules are entirely different. As we discussed earlier, several calculations throughout the last prakim were based on the specific angles made by the celestial equator and by the ecliptic with the horizon in the area around Yerushalayim. And these calculations work out differently in areas where these angles are smaller or larger. Continuing in Halachat Zayin, Udvarim elu shebi'arnu ba'arei mizrach u'marav, einan ela lahagid kol mishpati ha'riya lahagdil Torah u'lahadira. Lo shiyu b'nei mizrach o b'nei ma'arav somchin al riyat ha'irech o to'il lahem klum. Ela le'olam ein somchin ela al kiddush beitin shebe'eretz Yisrael. Kamo shebi'arnu kama pamim. Our purpose in discussing the areas to the east and to the west of Eretz Yisrael is purely lahagdil Torah lahadira, to glorify the Torah by understanding it better. But there is no practical ramification of seeing the new moon in Chutz Laaretz. The Jews who live there must rely on Kiddush HaChodesh on the part of Beit Din in Eretz Yisrael, as the Rambam said in Perek Aleph and discussed at greater length in Perek He.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's Perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.